you guys are headed home from where?
From South Padre Island, Texas.
And where are you right now?
We are in Iowa.
How long do you think it'll take you to get to the border?
Today, we're going to be in Thunder Bay today, probably in about 8 hours from now.
Why are you rushing for the border?
Why we're rushing to the border? Because of this crazy coronavirus, and we want to make it home before they close the border. And or if we get sick, we don't want to be stuck in the United States because our travel insurance runs out at the end of the month.
Your travel insurance runs out at the end of the month, you said?
Well, yeah, our travel insurance runs out at the March 31st, so we want to make sure that we're home and not sick in the United States.
Yeah. What are you hearing down there about the possibility of a border closure?
Nothing, because we've been on the road for about 2 days. This is our third day, and we've been just watching the United States news, and they haven't really said anything about the Canadian border, so we're hoping to get across there.
Okay. Well, just for your information, Trudeau just mentioned the possibility of closing the border, but with no details on what that means or exactly when, but
okay.
they're just considering okay. it. You'll be in Thunder Bay tonight, not to worry.
Yeah. Okay.
What about other people around you in South Padre Island? Are they pulling out too?
No. You know, it's funny. Like most people that they call them winter Texans in South Padre, and a lot of them left when they're at the end of February, but a lot of them stay till the end of March. But it was business as usual for them. Like nobody really talked about it. It's just the flu, and you know, they weren't panicked or just relaxed about it.
Yeah, well, it's not really a matter of panicking. It's a matter of erring on the side of caution to make sure you get home, right?
That's right. So, most people down there were from the states that we were with. Like there was only about five other Canadian couples, and some of them had already left.
Okay.
Like they had already gone because they were done at the end of February, so they were on their way home anyways. But most of the people that we were with were American, so it wasn't. A big deal for them to come home.
Are you planning to go back next year?
If we can, if things work out. Oh, yeah, we've booked for next year for sure, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, because some people are saying this could last weeks, it could last months, and months might be getting into that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else you want to tell me about this?
No, I hope that, I've been watching Facebook and talking to our family, and there's, people that we know that are in quarantine in Cochrane, and there's, now things in Timmins, that they're getting tested, and our son, his wife works at the hospital in North Bay, and co-workers of hers, their husbands were at that conference in Toronto, and they're in self-quarantine, so it's really close to home.
Yeah, even though you're a couple thousand miles away, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to get home, and we're going to self-isolate ourselves when we get home, just in case.
Oh, okay.
We don't want to infect anybody. We don't have any symptoms or anything like that, but we are taking our temperature and doing stuff like that on the way home, and we are using alcohol wipes and hand sanitizers all the way. But we, my in-laws are in their 80s, and we don't want to go visit them until we know that we're not infected. So